Welcome to the Own Your Health podcast. I'm Cindy Lynn, and I can't wait to help you step into your health power. Now, today we're going to talk about white coat syndrome and specifically your blood pressure. How many of you have ever heard that term white coat syndrome, or maybe even been told that you suffer from white coat syndrome? Well, it sounds pretty ominous, but the fact of the matter is it simply means that you get anxious when you go to see the doctor or your healthcare professional. And very often things like your blood pressure increase because of that feeling anxious. So it's a little bit more complex than that, but I want to share with you today a way that you can provide better, more accurate information to your healthcare provider and possibly avoid medication. And that's really part of owning your health. So here goes. Let me see if this reminds you of any situations. You have an appointment to see your doctor. You get up, get ready to go. Maybe you have some extra traffic on the way. Maybe you're having blood work done, so you haven't had your coffee. You haven't had any breakfast. Things maybe start running late. You get to the clinic or to your doctor's office, and you have to find parking. And maybe that doesn't go so well. Maybe you find parking closed. Maybe you don't. You rush into the office. You get to the receptionist, you check in, you have to fill out the same paperwork that you've filled out the last five times that you've been there. Even though you've been living in the same house, your address hasn't changed, your childhood illnesses haven't changed. You sit there, you fill out the paperwork, and you realize that you had a 9:30 appointment and it's already 10 minutes to 10. And that's a little bit annoying. Okay, let's face it. It's a lot annoying. It's annoying if you had plans following the appointment. It's annoying if you've had to leave the office to take this appointment. But you roll with it. Eventually, your name gets called. You get taken to the little room. You have a PA or some sort of medical assistant ask you pretty much the same questions that you had on the questionnaire that you just filled out. And then they leave and say the doctor will be with you shortly. Now, we had a 9:30 appointment and it's about 10:15 by this point. And you wait and you wait, and the doctor comes in and he says, oh, well, it looks like your blood pressure is kind of high when the MA took it. The medical assistant or the nurse, whoever happens to be in that particular clinic. Let's take it again. So essentially, what appears to be two separate readings of blood pressure, maybe even taken 15 minutes apart, is actually you in the same frustrating situation. And what very often happens is if your blood pressure was elevated when the previous person took it and you're now sitting in the office with your healthcare provider, then they take it, your blood pressure is probably still going to be high. And it's not necessarily high because you're afraid of him, or maybe you are afraid of what he might tell you, but it can be high, it can be elevated because of all of the things that led up to the situation. But it gets the name white coat syndrome because that's who ultimately, the person in the white coat, ultimately says, you know, I think your blood pressure is kind of high. Now, in some instances, they'll want you to wait another 15 minutes and then someone else will come in and take it. And sometimes they think it can be helpful to have a more friendly nurse come in, or somebody who doesn't seem quite so white coat. But in reality, by the time they do that, you're like way past the time that your appointment was supposed to start and the time that your appointment was supposed to take. And this is without considering any other issues that you intended to talk to about or talk to the doctor about. So if you were having some problems, if you were having pain, if you were having issues that caused you to come to this appointment, that's a whole other thing. This can easily happen just on a routine checkup or wellness care. So what usually happens after that is your blood pressure remains elevated and the doctor comes back in and writes a prescription. Now, some doctors are more apt to write prescriptions right away. Some may have you come in and repeat this rather frustrating process in a short period of time, a week or two weeks. But the circumstances that caused your blood pressure to be high in the first place may not change, and they haven't changed during the period of time that this visit has gone on. And this is where a lot of folks who don't actually have high blood pressure or hypertension, as its diagnosis is known, get diagnosed with hypertension because under this set of circumstances, their blood pressure is abnormally high. Now, how do you sort out? How do you know if you actually have hypertension and your blood pressure has been increasing over the year or 2 years since you last saw your physician, as opposed to knowing that it's high just because you're in a situation that's frustrating and irritating and anxiety producing? It's easy. It's very, very easy. And that is that you take your own blood pressure. And you can do this very simply. Now, there are blood pressure cuffs that are fully automatic. You just put them on, push a button, they take your blood pressure and your pulse at the time. They're very, very affordable. And I know this gets complicated for some people because they say, well, I don't have a lot of extra money and I don't want to buy stuff. If you want to own your health, you need to have the tools to do this. And these days, these blood pressure cuffs are very, very reasonable. I would advise having one at home because then during a period of time leading up to your doctor's appointment, say 2 weeks, you're going to take your own blood pressure every day. And you're going to do it at about the same time. And it's easiest to pick a time where you easily will remember. So maybe it's right after lunch. Maybe it's right after the morning news. Or maybe it's in the afternoon. If you tie it to another regular activity so you remember, you sit down for 10, 15 minutes, take your blood pressure, and record your blood pressure and your heart rate along with the date. And after 2 weeks of collecting this data, you will have a really good, accurate record of what your blood pressure is on your normal average day. And you can bring this to your appointment. And so even if your blood pressure is high, when the assistant or when the doctor took it, you can say, yes, I'm a little bit wound up here, but this is what my blood pressure typically is. Now, a lot of physicians are getting smart to this, and they're actually recommending their patients do this. Often they won't because the cost of the blood pressure monitor isn't necessarily covered, and they can't necessarily prescribe it to all people. So some of them won't recommend it. But if your doctor asks, do you have a blood pressure cuff at home? And you can say yes, and you can easily get one, then he may ask you, yeah, go ahead and monitor for 2 weeks and then call in, talk to my PA, talk to the nurse practitioner, and let them know what those numbers are, because they are also beginning to recognize that you're in a much better position to get very accurate readings that reflect what your blood pressure is like in day-to-day life. So it's not to say that the readings they take in the office aren't accurate, but they're accurate to reflect you in a very frustrated situation. So to get a good picture of what's going on at home, you can take your blood pressure at home. Again, 2 weeks data is probably good. Now, if you want help figuring out how to do this and what this looks like, I'm absolutely happy to help you. I'm actually launching a new program for people who want to take measures like this so they can take ownership of their health in conjunction with their healthcare provider. So this isn't something that you have to do instead of going to your healthcare provider. It's something that you can do to make your experience much better and to get good information so that the doctor also knows, hey, your blood pressure has been creeping up consistently. It's not just the office time. Maybe we need to look at other solutions. So it's about getting good information that reflects your life. If you have any questions about this or are interested in my new program, reach out through the link below. Until then, let's go out and own it. The information contained in this podcast is provided for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. I am a nurse, but I'm not your nurse. Please see your personal healthcare provider for any concerns.